What's your philosophy for life and work? That's the question we're exploring this week. Hello and welcome to episode 232 of the Working With Podcast, a podcast to answer all your questions about productivity, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. One of the most influential people on my life has been Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn was active in the 1980s through to the early 2000s and taught personal development through changing people's philosophy on life and emphasizing the importance of taking responsibility for your own life. One of Jim Rohn's main teaching points was to develop your own philosophy for the way you live your life and do your work. This means having a set of rules for how you will execute your work and be present with your friends and family. For instance, a simple example would be when having a family dinner, you put away your phone and be interested in how your family spent their day. This week's question is linked to this, as it's a question based on how I managed to stay consistent with my output. Now, I'm nothing special. I just took on board what I learned from Jim Rohn's books and videos, which most are available on YouTube now, and built a few simple philosophies into my life. It's not easy to do this, and it takes time. But if you do not have a set of philosophies or rules that you set for yourself, you will find yourself living your life by other people's philosophies and rules, which are rarely going to do much for your life. There is always something driving our lives. Either we take control or we allow other people or society in general to control us. So, without further ado, let me hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Sean. Sean asks, "Hi, Carl. I've been following you for some time now, and I'm impressed with how you have consistently uploaded content over many years. How do you do that? Do you have a team of people helping you, or is there something else?"
Hi, Sean. Thank you for your question. Firstly, I should say that I do not have a team of people working with me. It's all me. I have toyed with the idea of hiring a team to help me with video editing and social media publishing, but so far I've not seen the need, as I can manage to do my work each day without much stress and certainly without overwhelm. However, I do have a set of rules, if you like, that I follow that enables me to stay focused on what is important each day. Now, this is linked to my 2+8 prioritization method, or what I used to call my golden 10. What this is a process by which I determine what needs to be done each day. Several years ago now, I realized I could not do everything in one day. I'm sure you've also discovered that. And having an open-ended to-do list left me feeling stressed and overwhelmed. It often felt that as fast as I did my tasks, new tasks would be coming in. There was never a net gain. This had to stop. So at the end of each day, I began selecting 10 tasks that I would work on the next day, two of which were must-dos. Whatever else happened that day, those two objective tasks would get done. It was this methodology that transformed my output. Every morning when I began the day, I knew precisely what needs to be done and what I would like to get done. Now, 10 tasks is my optimum number. If I try and add more, I leave myself with no flexibility to deal with anything urgent that may come up on the day. My rule is, when I stop and close out the day, Before I turn off my computer, I will open my task manager and go through the next day's tasks. I will use the flags to indicate which 10 will be my 2 plus 8 for the next day. This is now a non-negotiable rule. And funnily enough, I've been doing this for several years now, and it feels very uncomfortable to go to bed not knowing what my 10 tasks are for tomorrow. I noticed on a recent trip that even though I was not working, I still found myself opening my task manager before going to bed to see what needed to be done the next day. To prevent myself from doing work, I was taking a break, I made my objective task to relax and enjoy the day. This is probably the biggest, most impactful philosophy or rule I have adopted over the last 10 years that has seen a dramatic improvement in my daily and weekly output. Just to give you an example, before I went to bed last night, I made writing this podcast script one of my objectives for the day. When I woke up this morning, I was ready to begin writing. There was no hesitation or procrastination. Writing this script is a must-do today, and the sooner I start writing, the sooner I could move on to other, possibly more urgent things for the day. And that brings me back to what I learned from Jim Rohn all those years ago. Success is a few simple disciplines practiced every day. It's that philosophy that is tattooed onto my brain, as Robin Sharma would say. And this philosophy works with anything you want to do. Exercise, for instance, takes consistent effort to achieve whatever results you want. You can't lose weight or run a half marathon if you only do activities to achieve the results you want when you feel like it. It has to be a disciplined practice to eat less and healthier or do your exercise for the day. My closing down for the day activities take around 10 minutes. It's just 10 minutes out of 1,440 minutes each day. Is that really so difficult? Now, based on how I feel when I don't do it, it's just not worth missing. I'd rather have 10 minutes less sleep and know precisely what needs to be done the next day than running the risk of having a stressful and overwhelming day. It's a small discipline practiced every day. But there is more that will help you to make sure you are doing the right work every day. I've talked a lot about your core work, the work you are paid to do or are responsible for. This is the work that must be done for you to do your job well. And that's the same whether you're in full-time employment, a stay-at-home parent, or run your own business. There are a number of tasks you must do each day and week to uphold your responsibilities. These tasks must be scheduled, and once scheduled, they get done at their scheduled time. Skip these or ignore your calendar, and you're shirking your responsibilities. You are, in effect, doing what Jim Rohn calls practicing failure, which is a few errors in judgment repeated every day. And that's what you need to tell yourself. Nobody wants to be irresponsible, so you need to make sure you are responsibly doing what you know you must do. That could be collecting your kids from school and driving them to their rugby or swimming practice, or it could be calling 10 new prospects each day. These are the few simple disciplines that, if practiced every day, will ensure you are leading a successful life. You become dependable, consistent, and in a world of inconsistency, that is something refreshing. A question to ask yourself is, what rules do I want to live my life by? Now, this does not mean boxing yourself in so you live a miserable life. What it means is you choose the rules by which you will live a fulfilled life. For instance, I know if I do a little exercise every day, my energy levels remain high. I feel great and it puts me in a positive mood. I also know if I do not exercise every day, an error in judgment, I feel lethargic and my mood is bordering on the negative. Similarly, I feel fantastic when I get to help people. Putting out my content each week allows me to help thousands of people. Whenever I hit publish, I get a buzz knowing that this piece of content, whether it is a blog post, newsletter, or YouTube video, will help someone, somewhere, become less stressed and more in control of their lives. But I cannot press publish if I don't have anything to publish. So the work has to be done. It's funny, as I write or record, I feel I'm having a conversation with someone. Someone I don't know, have never met, and possibly never will. But if I help just one person become a little more disciplined or a little more focused, perhaps I might have helped them achieve the life they want for themselves. And nothing beats that feeling. So sitting here at my computer writing this script is a must. This is my chance to help someone. This is why every week I will sit down and write my blog posts, record my podcasts and YouTube videos. It's not only a discipline, it's my philosophy. So Sean, if you want to lead a fulfilled life, the secret is to create your own philosophy. What rules do you want to live your life by? What could you do a few minutes each day that over time will build into something very special? What habits do you need to change? The thing is, unless you start with what you want, you won't know what needs to change and what habits you need to develop. Being a good parent means you need to spend quality time with your kids each day. What does quality time mean to you? And what could you do to make that happen? It's surprising how little effort you would need to put into it. For instance, it could be you make it a rule you will not work after 6 p.m. so you can be there to help your kids with their homework or take them out to the park on a lovely summer's evening. Not working after 6 p.m. becomes your philosophy. It's rare that we need to have to do a fundamental overhaul of our lives. Most people, and I guess you listening to this podcast, have already made the decision you want to improve aspects of your life. That improvement is a philosophy. It's what Tony Robbins calls continuous and never-ending improvement. Can I? This is a great philosophy to have. How can I be a better spouse, parent, salesperson, taxi driver, or friend? What do I have to do each day to be more organized, better prepared, and more fulfilled? All great questions, and questions that, when answered, have the potential to become your philosophy. I hope that has helped, Sean. Good luck on your journey, for that is what life is, a journey. And thank you for your question. And thank you also to you for listening. And it just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.